Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Mics and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. And if you've been with me for over the almost 8 years, welcome back. How you doing? Well, speaking of how you doing, I'm here in New York right now, and let me just tell you, the energy in New York, there's a vibration to it that when I step out onto the streets, it literally like ricochets through my whole body and just makes me feel so alive. This is where I was born. Like, this is my city. So there's a great vibration and things get done, I guess, when you want them to. Well, speaking of wanting to and speaking of New York and all the greatness it has to offer, I think we can manifest our own greatness too. Actually, I know we can. But the intro of the song, that was Monroe King. Thank you, Monroe, for that intro. I'm so grateful. Monroe, years ago I said, Monroe, will you do an intro for Max and Friends? That's what she came up with. And ever since, it's been it's been the Max and Friends theme song, which is really a fun song, and it just brings energy. And that's what we all are. We're all energy in motion. Are you ready for tonight's show? Are you ready to consciously manifest the life you desire? I believe you can. I actually know you can. But the question is, are you willing to consciously manifest the life you desire? Tonight's guest, you know she's back because we love Gordana, My Power Talk, at My Power Talk on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, tweet me during the show, at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. I love to interact with you on Twitter, and it's actually really me. And I will have a good time with you on Twitter. But we're going to have a good time tonight here on Max and Friends. Now, I've got to tell you a quick story before I bring Gordana on. Tonight, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the subway in New York just to really be enthralled in all of New York and to feel the richness of this vibration that I'm feeling while I'm here. And the energy, you know, the subway is full of energy right now. And so I went down there because in New York, if you want a free show, it's not free, it's $2.75, but that's a pretty good deal because you will get many shows in the New York subway for $2.75. And speaking of shows, I was literally sitting in this subway car, and next to me there was a guy with a guitar, very cool, laid back, and I literally sat right next to him, and he started singing, and I was like, he is bringing joy to so many people. He was a magnet of joy. I believe that. He was a magnet of joy. People started smiling. They turned their head. You know, and right now there's all these stories about slashings going on and all of this, so there's almost a fear for some people. It's this weird energy. But when I woke up this morning, I said, I'm going to have a great day, no matter what happens, and no weapon for it. Like, nothing's going to happen to me today, except for greatness and fun and good energy and love and laughter and life. So with that said, here I am sitting on the subway. He's playing the song, so I pull out my phone, and I start, like, discreetly recording him. And at the end of his performance, after he literally, it was moths to a flame, people were going to him, gravitating towards him. They were giving him money. Great job. So I gave him my card. I said, I'll give you the tip of the day. Call me. I said, there's your tip. Call me. And he nodded. I want to share with you his passion because he is doing what he loves. And tonight on Max and Friends with my guest Gordana Biernat, we're going to talk about manifesting. We're going to talk about consciously creating and also unconsciously creating. It's true. It happens. It does happen. And a lot more often than you think. But right now, I don't know his name. So we'll just call him my subway friend on Max and Friends.
I wanna mind. I'd be playing on bats in bed. As long as it's at the end, you just told me.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. And for now, that was my friend on the subway. But I'm sure he's going to be here on Max and Friends in the very near future. That's because I'm consciously creating that to happen. And of course, I'm setting that vibration out there. Well, speaking of vibrations and speaking of shining on and speaking of consciously creating and speaking of manifesting the life you desire. Now, here's the thing. Did you hear the life that you desire? Not that someone else desires for you, not the patterns and pathology that you were born or raised into, but the life that you actually desire. What is that life? Tweet me at Max Tucci and hashtag Life I Desire, because my guest Gordana Biernat is back, and tonight we're going to manifest many things here on Max and Friends. So welcome back, my friend Gordana Biernat.
Hi, Max. I love what you and I create together. Really, I love being back on your show.
You know, like attracts like. It's that simple.
It's that simple. You are of the same frequency as I am, so I feel good talking to you.
Wonderful. And I'm so grateful, seriously, that you're here, because you're in Sweden. It's 4-something in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's
but
5 o'clock.
I think that this hour resonates well with you.
Yes, it does. It really does. I feel the quietness, and I love being up this late. Then again, I have to sleep until noon, so it's fine.
It's, you know what, but you're creating, so it's okay. You sleep, you know, time is an illusion.
Yes, it is. It doesn't matter what time it's on the watch. It's how I feel while I'm alive, right. So I mean, this is great.
And in the moments you're manifesting, which you're going to do tonight here on Max and Friends.
Yes, now, you're always manifesting.
Always manifesting, but tonight, yes. We propose the question to so many people. How do we consciously manifest the life we desire? What are some ways that you can offer the listeners tonight to actually manifest the life they desire?
Well, there are a lot of things you can do to start manifesting more consciously. But you have to understand that you are manifesting 24/7. It's not just when you sit down and you make a wish or you start visualizing what you want in your life. You are manifesting your reality 24/7. You're even manifesting or creating or generating this reality while you're sleeping. It's just a different kind of reality. So there is no off button when it comes to creation and manifestation. You're doing it all the time. So, I mean, how many of us are actually conscious of what we are creating? Most people see reality out there as something random that just is thrown at them. But it's not the way reality works. You are creating everything in your reality all the time. So you have to become more conscious of what you're creating. And the first thing you have to start doing is to become more aware of your beliefs. You have to start thinking about beliefs.
Okay, now let's pause there for a moment, because beliefs, what is it that we really believe? And, you know, I had this conversation yesterday. How many of us are born into families that bestow their beliefs, their patterns, their pathology into our conscious, into our subconscious as a child, and then we're born in almost into that belief because we're told repeatedly that this is how life is, when in fact we want to like stretch out of our skin and say, not my life.
Yes, but I mean, that's exactly what it's all about. Beliefs are just thoughts you think and repeat for yourself all the time. And most of those beliefs, we get them before we can even speak. Because, I mean, you look at your parents and you mirror their behavior. You look at your siblings, you mirror their behavior. You look at your neighbors, you mirror their behavior. And all these things are like bricks of beliefs creating your own wall around
and
you.
And what is the mortar? What holds it all together? And how can we disrupt it?
Well,
or break it?
What holds it together is that you believe in what you see. You believe this because you do not have any other references around you. When you're a child, you don't know how to say, no, I don't want this. Or you know how to say you don't want it, but they will still make you believe it's true. So you accept it as truth. That's what.
Because here's my question, you know, and that it's so perfect because when a flower blooms, it just knows naturally how to bloom. No one tells it how to bloom. And if our DNA, as we're told and explained, is we have the same DNA as trees, we're made out of stars, etc., why is it that a flower knows what to do and we are told by others what we should do? And why do we accept it?
Because our free will messes it up for us. A flower just does what it's supposed to do. It doesn't question it. So the flow of the universe is going through the flower, and the flower is not stopping it by a free will because it grows. That's the only way to be for the flower. But for us, it's different. We have a free will, and we can choose. So that's
now,
what messes it up for us.
But is that choice then our destiny?
No, I wouldn't say it's our destiny. I mean, our destiny is something else. I think that we plan our destiny before we come to this reality. And I hope I'm not scaring you off with this. I know I'm not scaring you off because you're Max and you understand what I'm saying. We decide our fate, but I wouldn't call it fate because it's not written in stone. Let's call it, we decide what kind of limitations we are going to accept in this reality. And then when we come into this reality, those limitations are there for us to break.
Mm-hmm. For and the expectations. Fun of it. And expectations.
Yes. Yes.
To me, always, expectations are limitations. The minute you expect something is the minute you put a limitation on it. Because you then put your belief system into the expectation rather than just the natural flow of letting things happen in this beautiful vibration and energy that we create, right?
Mm. Well, because if you have an expectation, then there is a doubt also.
Mm.
If you expect something, there is a doubt in that. But if you just say, I leave it at that and see what happens, and I'll be glad because I know that the universe will give me the best version of what I want. So that
now
you
here's
could trust. Yeah.
Trust. We put trust into it.
Yeah.
But now for people who are tuning in tonight, mm-hmm. and you know, you have however many hundreds and thousands of followers, so you know, you have a great base that tune in. We see, mm-hmm. you know, we see what comes here to Max and Friends when you come here. And people are saying, I don't understand any of this, or this is all new to me. What is actually, what to you does manifesting mean?
Actually, it means living. It means my life is a manifestation of a desire I had as a spiritual being. I had a desire to experience it as Gordana Bjarnath here in this physical reality. So the way it unfolds, that is the manifestation for me. It's life itself.
It's life itself. Now, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning for you. I'm now in New York. It's 11 o'clock in the morning for me. People are about to go to sleep. People are waking up. You know, there's this constant living that's happening. Mm-hmm. And life, what is really the purpose of life for us and to be in this experience right now? What would you say that is?
I think the purpose of this physical reality is a couple of things, but the first, it is to enjoy the physicality of this reality, because we cannot do that in a spiritual realm. We cannot enjoy the physicalness of this reality. I mean, taste the food and enjoy the rain and laugh and love the way we do. So we are here to experience this physical reality and to manifest our desires of the experiences we want here. So that is one thing. And the other thing is that we are here to enjoy ourselves all the time. I think we have this all wrong here in this physical reality, because we think that there's this suffering we're going through, that that's maybe the point of living here, or just suffering ourselves through our lives. And I think that is wrong. That is not what we are here for.
I always say, no matter what we go through, it is okay. It's okay. Mm. We put such a stank, you know, this New York word, stank.
Yes.
We put such a stank on things that things are not okay. Instead of just accepting where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And what I love about what you just said through all of those things, the rain, you said enjoying the rain. Do you know how many people in New York just can't stand the rain? But it's when we consciously create enjoyment, we can literally sing in the rain. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, you can, because every single thing has a brighter and a darker side. So you can either feel that you get wet in the rain, or you can feel the beauty of being alive and feeling the water on your face. It's the same rain and you're the same, but it's your response to the reality out there that is making the difference. And that's also the difference between conscious and unconscious creation, because if you're unconsciously creating this reality, that is when you accept the negative side of it as something random, as something that you need to fight, or accepting it as something beautiful and something you choose to see as beautiful. That's when you're creating consciously. It's still the same rain, but it's up to you how you respond to it, how you react to it. Your free will to choose what you want to experience from the same thing out there. It's no difference. I mean, the rain is the same, but your experience of it is different. And that's the difference between conscious and unconscious creation. Because if you think that the reality outside there is the real world, you will feel that you have no control of it and that the random events come to you and you have to deal with them. But if you feel that the real world is inside of you and you are in full control of what you are experiencing and how you are experiencing, then you're consciously creating your own experiences, because you're making the choice. In every single now moment, you are making choices of what you want, how you want to experience it. So even a bad thing can be experienced in a better way if you choose to do it.
The choice. And I love that we brought it to nature, to the rain, because we could either run in the rain, run from the rain, which is not going to get very far, or you can sing in the rain. You know, and obviously, you know, California was suffering without the rain. You know, and so just to have this gratitude for rain, it brings so much life to this universe, to this planet. So, you know, when we look at rain as something that brings life and that nourishes the planet, in return, it's nourishing ourselves. So for me, I always, whenever there's the rain, I'm like, I love this rain. I love the rain.
You're consciously creating a beautiful experience for you.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what we came here to do. We came here to consciously experience and create joy and love. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And I also feel that what we experience or believe to be limitations, we are here to expand beyond those limitations, because there's a joy in expanding beyond limitations. There's a joy in breaking the limits we have put on ourselves. And that joy, you cannot experience it anywhere else than on this planet, in this physical reality. The joy of growing, yes, in this now moment.
What brings you joy? What brings you joy?
Oh, my son brings me joy. My husband brings me joy. I love the sun. I love the nature. I love trees. I could go on forever and ever and ever. There are so many things that brings me joy. Even
because
the raindrops bring me joy.
You stop to notice. And I think that's a big... People do not take the time to stop and notice. And sometimes the biggest joys are right in front of us. Always they're right in front of us.
They are always there. I mean, you could take some sand in your hand and watch it, and you can see a universe there if you want to. And nobody can say that it's not a universe, because you can see it sparkle in your hand. So it's up to you to become more aware of the miracles around you, because there are miracles everywhere around you.
Every moment.
Yes, everything is a miracle. Actually, it is a miracle. Everything that you and I are talking is a miracle. That the sun is going up every morning is a miracle. All you have to do is just pause for one single second and see it, because it's there.
Enjoy.
It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to see it.
You know, and that's the, you know, we always talk about, do you hear me? Do you see me? Mm. Do I matter? Right? And I do, as you know, I do a lot of charity events, and that's always the common thread of these charity events. You know, whether it's for children, whether it's for adults, people want to be acknowledged. The universe wants to be acknowledged. The moment wants to be acknowledged. The deliciousness of life wants to be acknowledged. And I think that where we fall short is when, instead of acknowledging the present, the right now, we acknowledge the past, we acknowledge the future, we acknowledge everything but where we are right now. So, if you're joining us for the first time, I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you for joining me. My guest is Gordana Biernat. And what is everybody listening tonight here on Max on LA Talk Radio?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
I just enjoyed that mess up. You know why I did? Because it made me laugh. And laughter is the ultimate medicine. But people who are, again, Gordana, tuning in, they're like, these two are loony bins who are daydreaming. I know you have a lot to say about daydreaming. So what do you say about daydreaming?
I say you should never, ever, ever stop daydreaming, because that is the only place where new things pop up in your mind, where new things are created. I really, really do not like when teachers tell students to stop daydreaming, because that is when you put the limitations on a young soul. You should be daydreaming about everything, because that you are making blueprints of your future.
Stop. Repeat that.
When you daydream, you are making blueprints of your future.
Do you all get that? When you daydream, you create blueprints for your future. So what blueprint do you want for your future? I think that's the simple question. Because like we spoke before the show about my new friend on the subway, I said, oh, you know, he could be the next Maxwell. But maybe that's not the blueprint he created for himself. So maybe it is. The reality, I think, in all of the blueprint making is, when we make this blueprint, Gordana, when do we actually print it out and use it?
It all depends on how much you want it and how much you know who you truly are. And this is a key thing when you daydream. Children don't even think about who they are. They simply are who they are. And that's why what they are daydreaming of manifests really quickly most of the time. But when we grow up, we start the beliefs we were talking about before. They kind of pull us away from our core, and we forget who we are, and then we start daydreaming about things of how we should be free from the work, or how we should free ourselves from those limitations. We stop daydreaming about the joys we actually want. So one thing that is really, really important is to know who you truly are,
to know who we truly are.
You have to look inside. You have to start asking yourself, what do I want in every single moment? Is this bringing me joy? Am I happy with this? Is this what I want? And start asking yourself. You don't have to change everything in your life immediately, but at least start asking the questions. Do I like this? Is this bringing me love? Am I happy to do this? And if the answer is no, if you feel it in your gut, then you shouldn't be doing it. It's not you. It's not aligned with who you are. It's very simple, actually.
Well, life is very simple. We make it complicated.
We actually do. I mean, we do make it complicated because it should be. It should actually be really, really easy. You should only have to ask yourself two questions. The one question is, does it feel bad or does it feel good? And if it feels bad, it's out of alignment with who you truly are, and it's not true for you. You shouldn't be doing this. If it feels good, it's true for you, and it's in alignment with who you are.
The authentic who you are, right?
Yes.
The authentic
self. Exactly. And then you have to stop judging yourself, because when you start comparing yourself to others, you forget who you are. And then if you want something else, then you start judging yourself and say, this is maybe not who I am. This is not cool to be. I'm not cool.
Right. So let's right now break that pattern in pathology, and let's go into the simple mindset of, instead of judging yourself, forgive yourself, move on. You know, it's all part of the flow. A river flows. And I love Colorado for that. You know, I have my home there. And I love watching a river flow, because even when there's a massive rock in its way, the water naturally knows how to go around it. Mm. Naturally, it just flows right around this obstacle. And I think that, you know, these obstacles, if we want to call them that, are in our way. We can consciously manifest going around them, going over them, bulldozing through them. And instead, you know, some people like, you know, to get hit by the rock sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Why is it that people like to get hit by the rock sometimes?
I don't think that they like getting it, but they think that that's the only way to actually do what they want to do. Yes. It's a belief. I mean it's like saying life is tough. That's a belief that will create a tough life for you.
Oh, the worst saying ever, life's a bitch. It is one thing that literally makes my skin crawl. And it's used, and that's unconsciously creating, because it's used so freely, like it's a fact.
Yes.
Right? So
that yes, or for instance, saying life is not fair. Well, you will be a victim for the rest of your life, because it's just a belief. It's just a thought. You could think life is fair, it's cool, it's good, and that is what you will manifest, because if you believe it, you will manifest it. This is a law. It's your frequency that manifests things in your reality. And
right. Like we said before the show.
Relationships and yes.
Every action has a reaction. And what I really want to bring up is how we were talking about passion and how we manifest our passion and really enjoy that. And we there was an interesting conversation that we had about passion and how, if you're not, tell us about work and passion, and then we'll bridge into the whole passion and bringing that into the home, into the life, into the relationship. So why do we have to be passionate about our work?
You have to be passionate about your work, because otherwise you will be unconsciously creating things you don't want in your life. If you are passionate about it, you are aligned with your true self, your natural way of being, because joy is our natural way of being. When we are born, we are filled with joy and curiosity. And if you quiet that down, if you stop being passionate about what you're doing, then you're actually your spirit is fading away, which
it's sabotage, it's self sabotage.
Yes. Yes.
And then what happens with the self sabotage is, if you're miserable at work, I guarantee you, whoever's listening tonight, please let this resonate. You will be miserable not only at work, at home, in your relationship, with your family, with your sex life, with your joy, with your love, with your happiness, because you are unconsciously creating and bringing that energy and that vibration into your space, into your now, into your home, into your relationship, wherever it may be. So please, this week, really just start looking into yourself. Look into the mirror. And I always say, look into the mirror and say, I love you. Because if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? But say that and believe it. Don't just say it. You know, we always say, I am this, I am that. But we have to believe it. Isn't that consciously creating, believing it all?
Absolutely. Conscious creation is all about not just believing. You can believe something negative and you will creating. Yes, I think that the negative beliefs are unconscious because we don't, nobody wants to have a negative belief manifesting in their life.
Do you really believe in negativity?
You have to define what you mean with believe in negativity. I know that everything in this universe is, it's a plus and a minus. It's positive or negative. That's why it's a dualistic reality. It's the yin and yang of our life. So it's there. I do believe it. But I have a free will and I can say no thank you to it. But I have to be conscious of this. I have to be conscious of that I have a choice, that I can say no thank you to negativity. You're always going to get negative suggestions from your outer reality. It's a fact because we live in a polarized universe.
But also in our inner reality too, our friends, no?
Yeah, of course. And you have to learn a way to say no to that negativity without being angry at them or
in love. I always say it's the no love. It's the love, no, the no love. I love you from a distance.
Right? Yeah, but yes, because you have to stay in the frequency of your desires, in the frequency of your passions. And if no one else believes your passions and your desires, then you have to believe them yourself and you have to block the negative suggestions from your outer reality in order to manifest what you want. That's the only way to have success in your life. You have to block some things out. And I'm not saying that you have to be not nice to people, but you simply have to block them from your frequency in order to not to dilute your own frequency because you are creating your reality with your frequency. It mirrors back your exact frequency, and it's not just what you think, it's more what you truly, truly believe. That's why you have to check your beliefs, check your reactions to the outer reality, and then stay in your frequency.
And check your diluted frequency at the door.
Yeah, exactly. Make it stand there.
And just stop it. But, you know, again, people are, I can guarantee you, because we get this, and there's something great about, you know, when two people get together and they get the conversation. But for all of those who are kind of a little bit lost right now, because I'm just feeling that. I'm feeling that people who are tuning in, they're not really understanding what we're saying. And you know, just to be crystal clear, to have you on the show tonight is to have people believe in themselves and believe that we're all here for a wonderful experience. We're all here for wonderful, literally wonderful joy and love. And so what do you say to people who are listening tonight who think that what you're saying isn't true or isn't resonating with them?
Well, if it doesn't resonate with them, then they're of a different frequency. They believe in something else, that they have beliefs they need to check in themselves, because I am totally convinced that what you believe, you create.
What you believe, you create.
Yes.
Now, what I know that you believe is shining on, because you're hashtagging shine on, right? What does shine on mean to you, and why do you have it on your social media quite often, shine on. What does that mean to you?
That means to me people who are in tune with their passions and desires. When you meet someone that is actually doing what they love, they have this glow around them. They shine. And I believe that this is our core. When you look at children, they shine, they sparkle. And I feel that when you know who you truly are, because I'm all about knowing who we truly are, I really want people to remember this luminous core, this source that flows through us all. I want them to remember this. And shine on to me is a beautiful symbol of that specific thing, that connection to your passions and desires and your core. So that's why I love the word shine on. I want people to shine all the time. I want them to be in tune with their desires and passions. So that's why I love using that hashtag.
Well, and so much so that you've inspired me because today there's, you know, on Pandora I have this wonderful music list of songs. And I said, I want to, Gordana always gives when she comes to Max and Friends. You give us life lessons. You do. And we either receive them or we don't. And for those of them who receive them, I know that they are literally manifesting greatness. I believe that. I truly, truly believe that. So I said, what could I give back to Gordana for always being, you know, I love when you come on. I really do. And so I want to give something back to you. And the best way I can do that is a song by Wade Morissette. And the song is called Shine On. And when we're back, Gordana Biernat is going to be here with me on Max and Friends. Shine On.
I am that I am, I am that I am, I am. You are that you are that you are, 'cause you are an angel, 'cause you are inspired, 'cause you are princess to me. I am that I am that I am. You are that you are that you are. You symbolize courage, you magnify my face, you remind me of onwards to see. You are the light, 'cause you are.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Wade Morissette. Shine on for my friend, Gordana Biernat. And for everyone tuning in tonight, shine on. You have the ability and capability to shine on. And not only shine on, but take those rays that you just admit out of your body and let them shine on into other people's lives. Because when we shine on, I think we bring happiness, right?
Yes, we do. And thank you so much for this song. You're such a joyous soul. I really love it.
Well, you know, it's true. Like, literally, I was weeping in that song. I'm not kidding. Because it's so true. Every time I see when you hashtag shine on, it reminds me, like, that's what we have to do in life. You know, forget when people say, oh, you know, I've got to continue. No, shine on. It's like such a beautiful thing. The sun always shines on.
And yes,
that's what we are, too. We're the sun. We
yes,
are.
And it's a choice to shine on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a choice not to shine, and it's a choice to shine. You are the one choosing it all the time. So, I mean, if you believe that the reality out there is forcing you not to shine, then you have a limiting belief you need to examine much closer.
Right. But then when there's people like you, and I'm being 100% honest about this, constantly on Instagram, on Twitter, hashtagging shine on, it's a gentle reminder that's what we need to do is shine on. And when I heard that song, this is what I consciously created. I said, you know, come to America, please. And let's do a show where we go across the country helping people to shine on.
Yes, please.
That's
Let's
what
do
it's about.
That. Yes,
That's
it
what
is.
It's about. It's about coming together and saying to humanity, together, not only together do we rise, but together we shine on. And when we all do it together, we will blaze like the sun. And that's consciously creating.
Yes, it is. It's also about doing it for yourself, because if everyone does it for themselves, then you can just imagine what happens. I mean, everybody shines. I cannot make anyone else shine, but you can do it yourself, and you are actually helping me if you shine.
Yeah, it's because every action has a reaction. Yes. So you help me shine on, I help you shine on, and together it's like United Colors of Benetton. We all shine on.
Exactly. I really do feel it. That's what I'm doing on Twitter all the time. I can't stop doing it because I feel that people need to be reminded of who they truly are. They need to, every single day, be reminded of the beauty that they carry inside of them, the power they have to create their own reality, who they truly are. They need to be reminded of this every single day. So I put it out there every single day because it gives me pleasure and joy to do that. It helps me shine on.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's just because the vibration, the energy is felt. And I promise you, I receive it. So if I'm receiving it, I send it back, and then we retweet, and by retweeting, we shine on.
Exactly.
We shine on in a retweet.
Yes.
I love that. But, you know, I've got to tell you what also brings me great joy, and that's your app.
Oh, yeah. That's a really nice one.
The app is called Ask Know Me, and the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I think like I was one of the first to get the app, and the reason why I'm saying that is because since then I have spread this around. I don't know how many people have purchased it, but I've told people, get the app, get the app, get the app. Because tell us about the app and how it really goes off of our frequencies, and I know it does. But explain the app, Ask Know Me, Nomi.
I call it a synchronicity tool because it helps you create synchronicity in your life, and you get messages from the universe all the time. For instance, if I would tell you, look for red cars today, you will see red cars everywhere because your awareness is tuned in on red cars. And that would be synchronicity showing you that there's a lot of red cars if you are just aware of it, if your consciousness is tuned in on red cars. So my app helps you to use synchronicity in order to understand yourself better, understand your reality better. It gives you answers you need at that specific moment. You ask a question, and then you press the button Ask Know Me, and it will give you an answer back that tells you what you need to know at that exact moment. And it's a randomly generated answer.
It's not random.
It's not random. I mean, scientifically, you would say it's random, but it's working through synchronicity and entanglement, and it gives you back. It's like an oracle, only a modern version of it. So it will give you the answers you need without having to spread cards and everything.
Aren't we all modern oracles?
Of course we are, because if we understand reality the way it actually works, then we are seeing reality as a mirror of ourselves. It gives us back the answers. All we have to do is interpret the answers in a beneficial way for ourselves. So my app will give you beneficial answers, the answers you need in order to maybe go by an obstacle or solve a problem, or just for the joy of it.
Just for the joy of it. Mm. Yeah. I love that's a new hashtag, just for the joy of it.
I love that too. I always say we are here just for the joy of it. We are just turning airy thoughts into matter just for the joy of it. I love saying that.
You know, and it's true. When we love saying something, when we just say it more and more and more, and it becomes part of our daily vocabulary. And I think that's so important, because our words, you know, when we say words have power, be careful what you say. Why? We shouldn't be careful of what we say. We should embrace what we say if we really believe it to be true for ourselves, and think before we speak of what we are going to say. That's the most important.
That is very important to understand what you want, because as the saying goes, be careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. What that means is if you wish for something and you don't know who you are and what you want, you just wish for it, then you will get it, but it won't be what you want, and it won't be aligned with who you are. So the first thing is to know who you are and what you want.
Clarity.
And then you can make a wish. And that is what makes you a conscious, deliberate creator, when you know who you are and what you want. And knowing who you are actually has to do with being very honest with yourself and truthful to yourself, and trust that what you find is good for you. Not trying to tweak it, not trying to satisfy someone else, only satisfying you and being satisfied with what you find, because it's always great. It cannot be less than great. We are all great.
We are all great. And clarity. Just take that moment of clarity and self-acceptance. Love yourself. You're here to love yourself so you can love everyone else. I think that people cross our paths every day. And if we shine on, and if we send out the vibration of love, and if, you know, it just comes back to us. And that's what we're here to do.
Yes, well, when we talk about love, I mean, if you really want to feel unconditional love, then you should go and sit under a tree, because it's there for you all the time, saying, I am here for you. That's what it's doing. You have to acknowledge it. You have to see it in order to feel it. I mean, you can pass this tree every single day and not acknowledge that it's standing there. And anytime you want, you can sit there and it will give you love.
We have to notice it. And I love that you said that. And we've got to wrap this show up in just a moment, because there is a tree that I go home when I go home in Florida on A1A, I drive down this road and there's a tree. And I call it my 4-minute tree, because I know that when I get there, I'm 4 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
And
so
this tree, it is the gnarliest looking, ugliest tree to so many. Like, you know, I think they even want to cut it down because they put like this orange tape around it. So I ripped the orange tape off one day. I'm like, that is my 4-minute tree. And I stop and I notice it. And that tree brings me joy, because I know in 4 minutes I'm going to be home.
See, I told you.
Yeah, it's synchronicity.
Yes.
But, you know, even though time is illusion, here on Max and Friends, it's come to the conclusion of this show. Gordana Biernat, I love you. I thank you for you. I'm grateful for you for joining me here on Max and Friends. This was a great show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you too, and you know that. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
And you know what? This week, when you go into this week, everyone, notice a tree. Even if you're in the city, I can guarantee you, I'm in the city right now, I'm noticing 10 trees. Notice a tree, take a picture of it, and hashtag what that tree means to you, my tree. I think that's a good lesson for this week. Notice a tree, you'll notice nature, you'll notice life. smile, shine on, take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Find Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me on Twitter as well. Good night, and have this week. Make this week matter. Make this moment matter. I love you all for tuning in. Good night, good karma, peace out.